episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten.
I am your other host, Celia Behar. Issa has just brought you a ball. Oh, I don't think that one squeaks.
Well, I have to say, today is a very special day because, one, we were even slower to start than usual.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And two, we have a live studio audience today.
Yes, we do.
Woo! And by live studio audience, I mean two people. But that's okay because the two people are...
International people.
Internationally known.
Yes.
Because I'm known to rock a microphone.
Oh, my God.
Because I get stupid. I mean, outrageous. I don't think I can sing anymore because I probably have to pay for it. Anyway, you guys... I'm going to warn you, several things are happening today. One, I got my COVID booster last night, so I feel a little off.
Yeah.
And it's just, we're going a little sideways. But we have Didi, our amazing fan here all the way from Bolivia, and we have Gemma all the way from Ireland.
You guys surprised me with Didi, which was crazy.
We did surprise you with Didi.
That was amazing.
It took a lot for her to fit in that suitcase.
But, I bet.
You know, she was a trooper about
yeah.
it. Gemma was coming out to visit and stay with Celia
yep.
for a while.
She's
and so she was out here and we knew Didi was going to be in LA. And
I didn't know that though.
Celia did not. So yeah. we planned a little surprise. I told Celia, I was like, oh, I have some things being ordered to the house when I went over there on Saturday morning.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I have something being ordered to the house. And she was like, food. And I was like, hee hee. Yeah. Because, you know, we always order too much food.
Right.
So that didn't seem strange
assumed.
Out of the ordinary.
Right.
But no, it was not. It was not food. It was Didi.
Yes. And everyone was in on this, including Harper.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Harper was watching the door.
And then the delivery comes and like in walks Didi. And I'm like, my brain just went to, that looks like Didi. Is that Didi? And then I just think I yelled, Didi!
Yeah.
Like I was so, that was amazing. That was such an awesome surprise. And I'm so happy that you guys are both here.
Yeah.
And that you could be here for the show because we're also doing a whole fan mail show.
Yeah.
And it is the season finale of the show.
It is.
So
many things happening, which is why I'm just unable to keep my brain together. But yeah, this is the final episode of season 5,
yep.
you guys.
Yep.
But if you're listening, we just want you to know that none of this would be possible without you guys.
Yep.
And to some of our international fans out there that have been listening to this show, like that, it just means the world to us. So thank you so much for every listen, every like, every review, recommendation.
Reel that you make, edit that you make.
Oh my God.
The fan pages that you've created, all of it has been amazing.
Yeah. And we're not going anywhere. So we're taking a little break to sort of rebrand and do some
right.
stuff, but we're still going to be annoying on our social media.
Yep,
you guys
yep.
will still find us there. We'll still do lives. We're going to start doing some fun like live events and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll try to do some live YouTubes, things like that.
Yeah.
You know.
And we will, you know, figure out when we come back with the podcast once we've figured ourselves out a little bit. Don't worry. We're not going to figure ourselves out completely because that'll never happen.
That will really never. That'd be the biggest never thought I'd say this moment that like.
I never thought I'd say this. I'm either having a hot flash or my COVID
yeah,
vaccine is making.
Hot.
I'm not
sorry.
Hot. I'm sweating.
Cheers. Fit
sweating
a little bit.
Be either one.
Well, it's okay. I have never thought I'd say this moment, but also I just, you know, speaking of fans and being held accountable, you know, this past week, the episode that aired, because we're a couple weeks in advance.
Right. Who was talking about holding?
I'm being held accountable to something. Fans asked me about some stuff.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, a couple weeks ago on the show.
Did you fuck up?
No,
did
I said.
You say something you shouldn't have? No. Are we canceled now?
Do you remember that we had a conversation about.
Do I remember?
Probably not. But we had a conversation about tube tops. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. And strangely enough, I've had several tube top conversations with Sabrina, who is wiggling her eyebrows at me in a wonderfully creepy way.
Do you remember when I said I was like laughing about the tube tops and I said that on the last episode I should do something? Do you remember that?
Are you wearing a tube top?
No, I'm wearing pasties, baby!
Oh,
What do they say?
I have to look at this.
First of all, Jesse is going to have to bar this out.
Never thought I'd say this. Hold on, let me read the left nipple. It says, fuck your thoughts and prayers. And the right nipple says, fuck that shit in particular.
That's right. I'm in fucking pasties because I said I'd fucking do it. And I did. And by the way, I like sat here and like designed them last night.
Did you
Gemma.
Have to like squish your boobs up just to give them something to stick to?
No, they stuck fine. They stuck fine. But here's the thing. I feel like on most women, this would be like just the nipple. But this covers my entire tip.
It does. It really does.
Like,
and I'm good. It looks
right?
great.
They look great.
I, you know what? I'm sad that I've never, thought about this. I'm
just going to sit here like this.
You can't sit there like that. Are you just going to sit there like that the whole show?
Yeah,
all right. And then we just put the black, you know what? The most fucking views we've ever gotten on YouTube. What if you fuck up the monetization?
I'm 100% not going to sit here like this the entire fucking show.
Right? Oh my God.
I'm really proud of how they came out. Come on.
Yeah, they look amazing. Right? I mean,
I created a whole little.
You really did. You did.
For people who don't watch YouTube, which by the way, if this doesn't make you watch YouTube, I just got a glimpse of myself in the camera and that's a whole thing.
I'm so glad that Gemma and Didi were here for this.
They knew about it.
Of course they did.
First of all, we were gifted these t-shirts from Human Citizens.
Okay, amazing.
They sent these to us.
Ooh, respect her body, honor her choice, believe her truth, empower her voice, protect her rights. Love this.
And I'm going to actually put mine on because I said I would. Over my pasties.
Enough is enough. Enough systemic racism. Enough police brutality, enough killing each other, enough social injustice, unbreakable
pride.
I love these.
So I will wear them from Human Citizen. Those are yours.
They Human Citizen, thank you so much. These are...
You got the most views ever of any company probably that ever sent us anything because really cool, I didn't pasties.
Right? Speaking of really cool things.
My boobs? My pasties?
Can we not talk about your...
I was just naked.
Show?
I don't know.
No, I am very... I'm excited. I'm telling you, even boobs can't get me that excited. These
honestly, I feel like I was like, believe... she's not going to be that surprised. I'm like,
that's
not...
what it is. Is I'm like,
right.
Oh,
she's
this
like, yeah,
in.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, yeah.
You're like, yeah. This tracks.
This
of course
tracks.
She fucking is doing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know.
I'm really proud of you, though. I'm really proud of you. And
that I have pride in my itty bitty titty committee. I am my own itty bitty titty committee. That's what it is.
Look, it's better than the 15 fucking crazy squirrels I have in my brain. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And now Gemma brought us tons and tons of presents and treats. Didi also brought us a lot of presents.
Oh my God.
You guys.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Irish and Bolivian chocolate.
I mean.
And snacks.
And snacks.
One of the things that Gemma brought is...
I don't understand it.
It's an Irish thing, and they're called tatoes.
Tatoes.
T-A-Y-T-O. Tatoes. Okay. Gemma loves when I say it like that, because my Irish accent is terrible. But these are tatoes. Cheese and onion chocolate. It's a milk chocolate bar with real tato cheese and onion crisp pieces. Now... if you asked me what real tato cheese is, I couldn't tell you, but it's real. That's all I know.
Okay.
And these are some onion crisp pieces, and I felt like we needed to try this on camera because I have not had this. All right, here we go. What do we got?
All right, give me some. Fine. She's taking two pieces. How is that?
I mean, it's mostly just chocolate. Oh, no, there's a little hint of the onion on the back.
Oh, and the cheese. I feel like Joey from Friends, you know, where I'm like, chocolate, good. Onion, good. Cheese, good.
Right?
All together, it kind of just tastes like a chocolate-covered potato chip.
Yeah, that's really what I'm getting from
right?
this. It's chocolate potato chip.
It's not bad at all. I've eaten worse.
I like it.
I like it. It's from Friends. You never watched it. Never mind.
I didn't. Oh, my God.
Trifle episode.
You guys, I am sweating right now.
Are you really? Do you want my pasties? I can just put them on.
But yeah, so there's the tato. We also have our Cadbury Heroes because Gemma knows I am a sucker for Cadbury chocolate. And this is like...
it tastes different too. Better.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But like, look at these.
Like, why?
Crunchy bits. Little crunchy bits.
Fudge. Oh my God. What? You gotta read it to the people.
Cadbury cream egg twisted.
What? What is in there? Give me one.
I don't know.
Give me that.
Okay. Well, how about this? Let's
go
eat
to a break.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break. And when we come back, we will be in a sugar coma and probably way hyper.
And my pants will be off this time.
Please don't make it any weirder than it already has to be. Okay. All right, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we are going to be reading you guys some of the fabulous Never Nation fan mail.
I also have a good Never Thought I'd Say This to end the season with.
Did you know that approximately 35 million men and 21 million women suffer from hair loss? It turns out a majority of people will experience hair loss to some degree in their lifetime. I mean, I know I definitely have.
Me too. It's a common side effect of not only having children, but also of getting older. And I am getting older. By the age of 70, more than half of women will suffer from age-related hair loss.
And thankfully, there are things we can do to prevent this from happening. I recently discovered Revella, which has been working like a dream. It is a beauty and wellness brand looking for a solution for hair loss. Revella has been on a mission to discover newer, better ingredients that promote hair regrowth.
While some brands simply combine the best known ingredients out there, Revella takes a step back, does fundamental testing, and uses ingredients that have never been considered for hair regrowth.
Yeah, and they do all of this thanks to the help of an AI program that searches a database of over 7 million possible ingredients for hair regrowth and recommends the best possible ones. It came back with a groundbreaking recommendation, the discovery of procellanil.
I can't say that, but I'm glad it exists because without going in too deep into the science, procellanil specifically targets hair follicle cells and basically tell them it's time to wake up. It does this safely, effectively, and quickly.
And unlike other options, there's not an initial shedding phase and no weird, nasty side effects. As a serum, it's applied directly to areas where there's hair loss, so it makes contact with the scalp and infuses it with the necessary nutrients and ingredients. Plus, it's ultra-lightweight, water-based, and fast-drying.
Revella conducted a six-week clinical trial on women ages 25 to 65, where 97% of participants reported some sort of healthier hair. And I have to say, I am one of them. I know I've talked about this before, but these like little baby bangs that I had, that I've had since I had kids, are finally growing into my actual hair. They seem to be gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly. I can definitely see regrowth right there. Yeah. I know, like right here, because I pull my hair back all the time and I'm constantly playing with it and maybe pulling it out because of kids. You know, now, but, you know, parenting stresses a lot and sometimes it affects your hair. So stop feeling powerless over your hair loss. Try Revella today and you'll receive 15% off your purchase. Get yours at getrevella.com/saythis. That's GETREVELA.com/saythis for 15% off Revella hair serum.
Are we back? And I'm talking about Dinky Deckers.
I think we can talk about Dinky Deckers even if we are back. And we're back. We're back talking about Dinky Deckers and
Dinky Decker.
Yeah, and Whisper.
Oh my God, you guys.
And Eclairs. I mean, just so many things. So Gemma, I'm Dee Dee. Dee Dee also brought an amazing bar of Bolivian chocolate that I saw and this beautiful table runner.
Oh my God, the table runners. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for joining us this week, you guys. It is the last episode of season 5.
Uh-huh.
And we are here today to read some fan mail because we obviously couldn't do this without you guys. And we have some hilarious fan mail in our emails.
We have some touching stuff as well.
Yeah, and then there's some threats that we've reported.
No. Right. Do you want my never also? Because it's a story I recently discovered.
Yeah. Do the never because then I can eat more.
Oh my God. Yeah. Great. Then you get to read some more because I want to eat after.
I'm trying to at least open the wrapper over here though.
So but then it just adds to the realness. So they know we're not like fucking around. Oh, yeah. There you go. My never thought I'd say this moment came to my children when I said to them the other day after they told me a story, I said, please tell me that my stepmother, your step grandmother, they just call her, you know, their grandma. Well, I don't see her that much. So really it's just Karen. So please tell me that Karen did not hear anything about licking dicks or pussies.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. You know what? So at brunch, and they both were like, I don't know, like laughed. I was like, oh my God. Which maybe is why I haven't heard from either of my stepmother or my dad since seeing them on Father's Day when we were in the city. And they came in and had brunch with us. And my dad and I were talking about a family friend, and his name was Dick Osband, and he had just passed away. He went by Dick, as Richards used to. I don't think that's really a thing anymore, but Richards used to go by Dick sometimes.
Yeah, they did.
And Harper apparently turned to Lulu and said, and she was sitting right next to my stepmother, and said, I hope I have a gay son, because then I'm going to name him Dick, and his name will be Dick, and he licks dicks. And I could be like, hey, this is my son Dick. He licks dicks. And Lulu's response to that was, so if you have a girl, are you going to name her Pussy and say,
oh my God,
she licks pussies?
God. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the fact that Lulu jumped right in on it too, and that was her.
No, but here's the thing, though, is that Harper was like, Lulu was legitimately asking a question. Yeah. She was like, I just need to know.
Yeah. So, like, is that a thing? Right. And I was like, oh, my. You know, and then I'm like thinking back to that part of the conversation with my dad. And I'm like, oh, my God. Literally, Karen was not listening to us. So, of course, she heard them say that.
Right.
And then, like, what? You know, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess that'll probably be the last time we see them for like another 5 fucking years, because she's probably like, yeah,
just tell her I'm sorry, we're very busy over here licking dicks
and pussies. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, you guys.
I want my kids to really just be inappropriate and embarrass you at the worst possible
moment. I was kind of mortified. That is really, honest to God, something I never thought I would say ever in my life.
No, I was just thinking about the period party hat.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
So,
that was cute.
So I have to tell you guys, my fiance is amazing. Yeah. And he is like,
he's a patient human being.
Oh God. He's a patient. They almost broke him the other day though with the van. They were washing the van and just arguing. He's like, that's it. I'm just washing the fucking van. Everyone's done. You're going to watch your friends go to Sephora. Like, everyone, we were just over it. They couldn't. Then they got along. They were like, oh, sorry.
Well, yeah. Cause it takes an outsider sometimes to be like, you know, or not us.
They were in Zoe's room cleaning stuff out because I told them that they had to work collaboratively in order to get what they wanted. Uh-huh. So anyway, they're in Zoe's closet and I'm like, I want that closet cleaned out. I've been missing a laundry basket for nearly 9 months now.
What?
That you've just thrown shit in your closet, in the laundry. Like, I want that cleaned out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of the things was a pink light up cowboy hat. That Zoe begged me to get for some reason for her friend's birthday, or I don't know. So it was some joke, some sort of thing. And so that was in there. And the girls decided to give it a little decoration.
Yep.
They came out and they had decorated said light up pink cowboy hat with a maxi pad taped to the top of it and 2 tampons hanging off either side.
It looked really good.
And they snuck up behind Mescal, who was just quietly sitting in his chair, minding his own business, you know, and they put it on him and he was like, oh, what are you guys doing? And they're like in his face taking videos and he's literally just like, you know, when you see like those cats that just are like staring at you and they're like, I'm letting you do this right now.
Right. But I'm not happy about it.
He's like, are you done? But they're, oh, look at you, whatever. And then we showed him the picture. He's like, oh, I didn't know it was decorated. And I was like, yeah, it's the period party hat. So we've decided the period party hat goes to whoever is on their cycle in the house. And he was like, great. This just helps me identify easier.
And I will who needs give what
you
thing?
All, right. I will give you all of the chocolate and all of the things and make you desserts. But it was really ridiculously funny.
I think he should wear it for the wedding. That's what I said. Yeah, I was like, now his wedding outfit is complete.
That's not happening.
No shit.
That's not happening.
It was pretty cute, though.
It was. Yeah, it was very cute and very silly. And he was so not fazed by it. So
props
anyway,
to him.
We're just
out there being. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Out there being crazy.
I know.
All right. Here we go. Let's get into some fan mail. Here we go. Let's start off with this email that puts us in all of our feels. Okay, first, I want to start off by saying I grew up. This is from a listener, by the way.
It's not from me.
Right. And by the way, just so everyone knows,
we're not saying names
just to protect the names of the innocent.
No, nobody wants to be associated with listening to our show.
But we had one reader write, first, I want to start off by saying I grew up watching Full House and Stephanie is my favorite character, along with Andrea Barber's Kimmy Gibbler.
Thank you.
I own both Full and Fuller House series on DVD. I love them both. Second, I wanted to thank you for your podcast and YouTube channel. Thank you for the friendship the two of you have. I've been listening to your podcast since season 2. I've listened to every episode at least once. Probably doing better than we are.
Oh, yeah.
There have been a handful of episodes that I have listened to a few times. I always look forward to the new episodes. Your podcast keeps me company while I'm at work. I'm not a mom, but I have a fur baby. My boy Princeton is a Yorkshire Terrier. I enjoy your podcast as I enjoy the interactions between you two. I live vicariously through your friendship as my best friend lives in another country. She lives in Australia while I am here in California. We talk, message each other as often as we can, but with the time difference, it's not easy. Whenever I feel I need that friendship connection, I'll turn on one of your podcast episodes or one of your YouTube videos. Thank you for the laughs you bring, especially during these difficult times. But I also wanted to thank you for the parenting stories you share and any advice you have. I'm not a mom, but listen to your podcast in hopes I'll get some use of your advice and inspiration that you share in the future when I do become a mom. Thank you for all your honesty, laughs, inspiration, and advice. Remember, keep killing the parenting game. Oh, thank you so much. I am so glad that you've been enjoying the show and that, and I would imagine it would be very hard to have a best friend in Australia.
It's where I want to move. So, you
know. I mean, look, you're in like.
I may as well be.
You're in Encino. So that's.
Reseda.
Even further. You're in Australia.
I am in Australia. All right. Ready? I'll do the next one.
Yeah. I'm going to sit here and eat a potato.
Oh my God. You're still eating it. Well, all right. So obviously, one of the things that we have come to understand and all the never thought I'd say this listeners have in common is the chaos. Mm-hmm. Like this one listener wrote to tell us about. So the other night on Facebook, I had to post this and it reminded me of y'all. When one kid puts another in a headlock, you have to be prepared for the headlocked child to come screaming into the room. He tried to put his nipple in my mouth. Apparently, one of the next things you'll have to scream is stay away from your brother's balls. I've never had to scream that, but no. Thank God, not yet. I have had to say stay away from your sister's vagina, though. So right. I guess it's kind of an even trade-off.
She does give us a little backstory.
Yeah, she said everyone's sexually safe, but there will be an injury tonight. As for the backstory, there isn't really much of one. I honestly cannot recall why I had to intervene on behalf of their balls. I just know that I have to do so more often than I'd like. Thank you for your podcast. My friend, blank, I'm not going to say your name, turned me on to it maybe a month ago, and I've been binge listening ever since.
I mean, I feel like the sentence, I honestly cannot recall why I had to intervene on behalf of their balls, is weirdly applicable to more than just this situation. I'm not sure what other situations it might be, but I'm going to keep it in the back of my mind because I might just be like, you know, I never thought I'd have to say this, but I had to intervene on behalf of their balls.
I will also say that there's like a lot of things in my life. Like I was just thinking about a story. I'm like, oh, I wanted to tell this thing of how Lulu said, you know, like it's an itty bitty shitty. And I was like, but why did she say it? Like that part stuck in my head that she said something like that, but I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I had to yell down the hall, stop saying itty bitty shitty, because it's so normal when you say these things to your children that like, you're like, yeah, I said that, whatever. And then later you're like talking about it and you're like, someone's like, why would you say that? You're like, because I have kids. I don't fucking know. Right? Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Our listeners are great for many reasons, but because they are anticipating our needs, like they're already our BFFs. I mean, it's
right.
Truly amazing. Like this listener who's got just what Celia needs, quote unquote.
What do I need?
Right. Listen to today's episode and realize that Celia needs a little something. And since you both seem to enjoy my mom's a murderer because she keeps all the teeth story.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you a tale of the night my child took a pig nipple to the eye.
What?
Something I never thought I would say. I have questions. Hopefully they're answered. Okay. Let us set the scene. It's nearing midnight on Thursday, October 12th, which is a night known for pig nipples. Just it's the fucking.
The it night, is it the is, pig nipple is, holiday. It's true.
It is pig nipple Eve.
Yeah, pig nipple Eve.
Yeah, nipple Eve.
Tipple.
I know this because my youngest child, the nipple receiver, would be turning 18 on Friday the 13th. Their name is
Blank.
Blank. Now, Blank has always been the baby, the child that was tormented on the regular. Practice Thriller in the van on the freeway with all the friends in the back? Absolutely. Make them watch the original It, then hide balloons in their room while daddy sneaks out to the window wearing a terrifying clown mask and make the child scream? Oh, fuck yes.
Oh, my God.
Number three was and remains the most warped of my initial batch of children since adopting two more. So they had started working at a local haunted house. Not your average haunt, either. 13th Door runs these fabulously fucked up escape rooms that emerged and tweaked to form an outstanding haunted house in October. And this is where my baby wanted to work. So proud and a little jealous. The room that her child was working in was a butcher shop. Huge, rather heavy pigs hang from the ceiling amongst chains and other bloody horrors.
Oh my.
My child, 5'6", thin, blonde, and dressed in a white butcher suit, or something similar, would wear high heels and throw themselves back into a back bend and then stumble walk at the haunt guests, chasing them through the room in their creepy upside-down spider walk.
Oh, my God.
Horrifying.
And impressive.
Right?
I did a back bend today. And, like, my teacher asked me to move my hand slightly. And I was like, I'm going to fall and break my neck.
13th Door. Is this the one that I feel like I might have gone to 13th Door?
I don't know, but I'm scared to see it.
My husband and I were at home again. It's near midnight. We're half asleep waiting for them to get home from work. My cell phone rings.
Oh. She just.
I just clicked out of the fucking thing. Come on. You guys, I was building suspense.
Can't go back. We still are. All cell right. phone rings.
Okay, here we go.
My cell phone rings.
My cell phone rings. Were. Oh my God. The call's coming from inside the house. Okay.
Up, there. There.
Okay, here we go. Again, it's near midnight. We're half asleep, waiting for them to get home from work. My cell phone rings repeatedly. Unknown number? What the fuck? All right, fine. I will answer. 'Tis my child's boss. Boss says, hi, so sorry it's late, but since this happened today and not tomorrow, I am required by law to inform you of what has happened. Your child is okay. They are fine, by the way, but I have to tell you myself. If this had happened the next day, they would have been 18 and the employer would not need to notify them since it was Thursday and they were still legally a minor. She had to ask, okay, what happened? Q boss, trying to say words, but laughing so hard he couldn't get the story out. So yeah, they're in the butcher shop, drunk and high. Oh God, oh, so a pig nipple went right in the eye. What? Got insurance information, urgent care, black eye. Me, what the actual fuck? Husband, what the hell is happening? Boss gives up and hands my child the phone. So the not quite legal adult takes the phone and says, first off, I'm fine. Thanks. So I was in the butcher shop with the pigs swinging everywhere and this dick face and his date show up. He's drunk and high. She's just dumb. I was flipped over in the demon spider walk heading at them and my fucking nose starts to bleed. So I stand up super fast and now there's blood just pouring down my face and now I'm dizzy from standing up so fast. I turned around, then Dickface sees all the blood and screams like a bitch. screams. And his date screams. And apparently, this dude has to protect his woman and comes flying at me. He grabbed a hanging pig and flung the fucker at my face. He flung a pig at me. And that's when the pig nipple hit me in the eye. Stop fucking laughing at me, Mom. Oh, my God. Were you wearing your glasses? Are they broken?
That's the first thing a mom asks, right. Of course.
Well, how is she going to be doing upside down backbends and wearing glasses?
Oh, well, what? No, that's my, be like, well, are she they said, broken? Do I have to replace those?
She's like, no, Mom, thanks for the sympathy. No, I was not wearing them. Anyway, dude was stoned and drunk and my boss got their insurance information in case there's any damage to my face from the pig nipple. I am not going to urgent care and I will be an adult in 5 minutes, so you cannot make me go. I refuse to explain this bullshit more than once. I just have two black eyes, but I am fine. I am, however, not fine. I am about to piss myself laughing as they explain this whole thing. Their boss is also not fine as he is dying in the background laughing. The child was fine, face healed up, and thankfully they know how to apply makeup, so no one else really noticed the black eyes.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh, it keeps going. Wait, oh what my happened? Gosh. More.
Oh.
Fast forward a few weeks and the child takes off to California to spend some time with her dad, with mom's dad and sisters.
Oh.
And it's time to plot. Like,
my husband and I ordered a bunch of teeny little pig squeakers.
Oh my God.
Wow. After from fishing line and tied 18 squeaky pigs from the bedroom ceiling. After getting home from the airport, I take my baby to their room, playing the part of mommy missed you so much. And they're too tired to catch on. So they stand in the room telling us about the trip, Disneyland, Vegas, all that good stuff. Absolutely fucking oblivious to the pigs overhead until one falls on their head.
Oh my God.
Why? Why are you like this? You are the very definition of extra. Why? What the fuck is that? And dad had gotten a sign for their door that said, beware of attack when pigs fly. Total deadpan, murder your in your sleep tone of voice. I hate you people. I'm going to bed. Oh man. And I just have to say that that's like one of my favorite thing like that.
And that is from one of our original 7 listeners.
Aww.
Because remember that story that she sent in about finding her mom had been collecting teeth and so she thought her mom was like a murderer?
Yes, I remember.
And
that.
It was really this that she realized her mom, you know, it was the tooth fairy. But
well,
that was one
that
of
was
our
the excuse that your mother gave.
Right, exactly. That was one of my favorite stories that anyone had ever sent in. So this was pretty great follow-up.
I mean, getting hit by a pig nipple in the face until you have a black eye is one thing, but then having your parents torment you about it.
But that's brilliant and amazing.
Absolutely.
And I, props to you guys. Yeah. I'm impressed with that.
Good job. Never Nation approves.
I totally approve of that.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. You know what I kind of wish? Not even kind of. I wish a lot that life came with some sort of instruction manual, but it does not.
No.
Yeah. If it did, I would like to start with the chapter that really explains why things are overwhelming and what to do when they are overwhelming.
Oh, seriously. And many people are burnt out and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
And after the last few years, you are likely familiar with that feeling, even if you're not quite sure that that's what you're experiencing.
Well, people don't always realize that, you know, burnout comes with physical symptoms like lack of motivation, feeling helpless, trapped, you're detaching from things, and you have fatigue. And those are some serious indicators of burnout.
And burnout feels like just this voice sometimes in your head that's just like, I can't do this. Mm. I can't. I don't know what I don't know how I'm going to do this today. I'm going to know how I can't manage. And I know sometimes we feel like we're just being lazy, but make sure that you know, like, that's just what burnout feels like sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. There are times that my brain just sort of packs it all up and it's like, nope, I would like to stay in bed today. And that is when I usually realize that I am completely burned out and I need to figure something out for myself in order to come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we associate burnout with work a lot of the time, but that is not always the case. Burnout can occur for a variety of reasons. And if any of this sounds familiar to you, then just know that you do not have to suffer in silence because there's always someone to turn to thanks to BetterHelp.
BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life. And nobody knows this better than me because I have been in years of therapy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you might know it a little bit better because you're an actual therapist. But let me tell you guys, when you have somebody to bounce off ideas and to make just to run things by and like hear it outside of your own brain, mm-hmm. I can't tell you the difference that it makes in feeling less overwhelmed, less burnt out, more like you're prioritizing yourself and like you really are in charge of your life.
Well, yeah. Not only am I a therapist, I am also in therapy and have been for years, which mm-hmm. is actually why I wanted to become a therapist, because it made such a difference in my life to have a place to download my thoughts, to vent it out, to have an outsider tell me that, you know, it was okay to not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
And not only that, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours.
You should give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Never thought I'd say this, listeners. Get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/saythis. That's BetterHelp.com/saythis.
Well, one other thing we don't have to tell our listeners is how hard parenting can be. You know, it's a reward seeing your kid grow up into who they really are, and that makes it all worth it. Like this listener who wrote to tell us this. I listened to your podcast as I'm stocking shelves in a grocery store overnight. I just listened to your latest episode about having children who are mini-me's. I'm just writing this because it made me cry.
Aww.
Let me tell you a little about my family. I have a husband and two kids, currently ages 20 and 13. And the last 3 years have been extremely difficult because my oldest came out as transgender and my youngest came out as non-binary. I blamed myself for so long for failing to see that for 18 years, I never saw the signs in my oldest. I am a very attentive mom, bordering on a helicopter parent. I always knew that names, I'm not using names, was different, but I dismissed it as being a moody teen. They would dress in black hooded sweatshirts with the hood always up, and they even wore the hooded sweatshirt in and all around Disney World in August. I'm telling you this because when Celia said that she had a parent-teacher meeting and the teacher is using the they pronoun for Lulu, it made me feel like I had a friend. Then Jody said something that I have been saying to myself for 3 years. I gave my kids life, but I can't live their life. It's true. I love my kids. I will fight for my kids until the last breath I take. I'm in therapy because although I love my kids, I mourn the life that I imagined for them. That's fair. My youngest was given the name of blank. They switched their name, so I'm just going to say that. And they go by they, them. They are in eighth grade and they have no friends. Ugh, they feel all alone because although many students are gender nonconforming, few have parental support and are still in the closet. Mine is confident, and since they started living their truth, they're so much happier. Well, that's important, and I promise they will come back around. My in-laws, husband too, are not so supportive. Oh, I'm sorry. My in-laws send articles on Facebook and emails and texts that tell us that our children are going to hell because God doesn't make mistakes. I had to tell my husband.
They're almost there.
Yeah.
They're almost there.
Yes. Come on. I had to tell my husband that his family are welcome in our home because it's not his home, but I will no longer be here when they come over. I will leave for the day or longer, as this is my boundary. Good for you. I have allowed my kids to make up their own mind as to who they would like to have in their life. According to both of them, my husband's mom is no longer considered their grandmother, and one of them said it best, that she did not and does not earn that title. That is fantastic, good
Look
for them for setting boundaries.
Boundaries.
So big on boundaries.
Yay.
Keep up the great work of making us moms feel we have support, even if it's only 1 hour a week. Thank you again.
Aww. That's a, I'm proud of you, Mama, yeah. for that one. I'm proud of your kids. Not proud of your in-laws, but whatever.
You're doing it all right,
You're
though.
Doing it you're all, doing all right, and I'm proud of you for being in therapy and setting those boundaries.
Yes, absolutely.
And let's not forget the dads. Uh-huh, listen, because we do have a fair share of dad audience.
Mm-hmm.
Big up to all the dads out there. And they do their share of work, and they are heroes, especially when they know that showing up isn't what makes them a hero.
Correct.
So here's from one dad. He said, "Hey, ladies, I just want to say I love your podcast. I'm a father of three little angels." Angels are in quotations mark, by the way. So I feel like that may be said with some sort of facetiousness.
Maybe.
"I listen to your podcast quite often and love how, even though your audience is mostly women, you include us dads as well. Jody, I think it was you that mentioned you hated those commercials that show dads doing laundry, et cetera. I hate those too, but from a different perspective. No. I hate it when I get those, 'Oh, you're such a good dad,' when I take my kids somewhere. Well, yeah, that's my job. It feels like so abnormal for a father to do these things that people feel the need to acknowledge how great it is. Anyway, ladies, love the show. Keep it going. And I'll keep killing that parenting game along with my wife, of course."
Not killing his wife.
Not killing his wife. Right, right, right. Not killing, right. right. Or, sir, Dateline has
this. Right, we have some issues.
Right. Seriously, thank you to all of our dads out there. And we know there are lots of single dads that listen to the show, yeah. and lots of not single dads and parents in general, or you know, aunties and uncles and all kinds of people.
Right. Oh, and we also have some just, you know, men that and women that listen to the show that aren't parents that just want to learn more. And, you know, we do.
And they also think that we're kind of funny.
Well, so sometimes.
I'm going to take that compliment.
Fine.
When I can get it.
I agree. I think that's always fair. Oh my God! Yeah, hot flash.
Dude,
the fact that you're having hot flashes and I'm not.
Like I said,
shocking.
It's the vaccine.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I'm grateful for, and I needed to get another booster because I had that Johnson & Johnson, the first one, and I needed to get another booster. I know it probably won't protect me from the stupid variants out there now,
right.
but I'm trying to fool myself into pretending I'm.
Hey, you know what? We all got to do what we got to do,
right?
Well, no matter what, parenting is hard. It's rewarding, but it's so hard, and helping people find their groove and discover what it means to be a parent, or even that they want to be a parent, is why we do this podcast.
For sure.
We probably made some people not want to become parents. That's when we used to call ourselves Plan C. That's our birth control.
Right.
This next piece of fan mail solidifies that we're helping people in exactly this way. "Good morning. My name is blank. I just got done listening to episode 103. I wish I knew what that was, but I have no idea. First of all, let me say that I can't get enough of the podcast. I listen to this while I'm at work, and sometimes I catch myself laughing out loud, and I have to reel it back. Anyways, I wanted to reach out and say I absolutely love the episode. Being a young homosexual woman, I can't even begin to tell you the pressure that comes with starting a family and being a good human in general. My wife and I have been married for 4 years, and we've talked about starting a family. We really go back and forth on this topic." We probably made you just go all the way back. "Because we just don't know if we want to take time away from each other." So, good thing to know. "Another thing that is holding us slash me back is I would be the one carrying the baby, which I am so thankful. My wife is very supportive as she continues to say it's your body. Ultimately, if you don't want to have a baby, we have other options. Essentially, I would carry the baby, go on maternity leave, and then come back to work as I am the main breadwinner of the family. I guess the reason I'm sending this email is to get to the point was that what was made on the episode is that us women, we have to wear so many hats. At the end of the day, is it even still enough? God, I wish I had an answer. I want to be a very hands-on parent, go to school functions, volunteer, and be there for sports games. Being a working woman, will there be enough time in the day to do all of this? No, but you'll find it somehow." That was me, not her. "I know it's about setting priorities and making time, which I'm about, and I'm all about a schedule. I know my wife is going to be an amazing parenting partner because she is already an amazing partner just in general to do life with. The whole point of me sending this email is to say thank you. Thank you for letting women know we don't have to have it all together 24/7. We don't have to be perfect, even though society thinks that we do. I can't wait to see what the future holds for my wife and I, but I know whatever decision we make, we will be awesome and happy with. Thank you again."
Oh, yay.
You are welcome.
You are so welcome. And was the Rage Mom episode.
Yeah.
Yep.
Rage Mom is real. Yeah. Rage Mom came out in me very recently. She was all over the map. She was out and free.
Right?
Just pulling over on the highway, screaming in children's faces. That's what Rage Mom did.
Sometimes it has to happen.
I mean, it was just a lot. It was a lot.
It's a small space for there to be a lot of children.
It was a lot of emotion. And it just kind of came out, and I did honestly have to pull over, and I screamed at both of them. Harper probably got the brunt of it because she was in the front seat, but I very quickly was like, heard my inner brain was like, what are you doing? You know, like where that rage was out of control, but like the inside me was like, shut up, like shut the hell up. You're being such a dick. And then that somehow my brain and my mouth caught up, and then I was like in the middle of screaming. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sorry. And that's when
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And that's when I think they're probably like,
oh, well,
I'm gonna
here's,
leave.
Speaking of our rage story, there is another
fan mail.
Yep.
Okay.
There's another letter. No, not another fan mail. Another letter here.
Okay.
A letter. Who writes a fucking letter?
I don't
an email.
Know.
Jesus
you
Christ,
know what
I'm
I mean.
9,000 years old.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I mean, you are dressed like Blanche Devereaux from The Golden Girls
leave
today. So
my cape. And
she
my
is.
Thing alone,
no
I
capes.
Feeling dramatic with a sleeve.
Every time she gets up, she like throws her cape thing behind.
Well,
her.
The dog got stuck in my cape.
Her kimono.
A
few
minutes
ago. Like a kimono.
A kimono. Right, okay.
Sorry.
So let's get back to the basics. Moms and everything they go through, especially mom rage. And this mom felt so seen after listening to our mom rage episode this season that she reached out to tell us about it. Hi, ladies. 37-year-old mom of four here. Woof. 8-year-old boy, 5-year-old girl, 3-year-old boy, and 6-month-old boy. Holy shit, mom rage is so real. And it was such a relief to hear you talk about it. I need to thank you for bringing PMDD to my attention. I've been freaking insane the week before my period starts. I mean, like level 10 crazy, snapping so fast at everyone. I feel like a completely different person.
Yep.
I hate it so much because I can see it's happening and I feel like I have no control. Then the day my period starts, I'm back to normal and pretty happy. Knowing that this happens to other women makes me feel validated, and now I want to talk to a doctor and get some help. Thank you for this podcast and for keeping it real. I wish you two and your families all the best in life. Aww. Oh, thank you, Mama. Yes, seriously. If you notice that it happens around your period and
PMDD,
it's like really
man.
Extreme, talk to your doctor about PMDD.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not here to make any sort of diagnosis, but it is something that you can definitely talk to people about. Now, this is a really cute one. Do you want, like,
sure, I'll do this.
This one's one. Actually from a listener, a young listener.
A young listener. Okay. This is my name. I'm not going to say her name. Sorry. Just wanted to say that, first of all, I love you two so much. You're both such wonderful people. Oh, spend some time with us. No, I'm just kidding. And never fail to make me laugh at shitty times. But you guys also have helped me realize how much my mom does for me. Oh, good. Even if she has her own struggles. Yes, we all do, by the way. And that I don't know about. After listening to the Mother's Day you guys had, episode 40, I think, I decided that I really need to treat my mom better. Aww. I love that. Aww. So I'm going to give her cards at random times whenever I've been an ass or when I just want to let her know how much I love and appreciate her. If it wasn't for you guys and your honest parenting stories, I wouldn't have started thinking of my mom as a human being. Well, you're way ahead of the game then. I always thought she was just, in quotes, my mom, not her own person, LOL. So thanks for making me a more considerate person and a better daughter. I love you guys so much. Oh, and P.S. Jody is my current MILF crush. Well, there you go.
Oh, wait, was that in the letter or was that just you saying it?
No, that's me. Oh, that's okay, me saying it. You were always my MILF crush. Yeah.
Oh, that's, you know what? That is so awesome. Sweet. And I know it's not probably any of our children because I haven't gotten a card yet. So still waiting on that one. We talked mom rage. Oh, here's another one. Here's another one from a dad. Oh my goodness, we have so many. There's so many great stories here. Okay, so as this dad, Scott, points out, some of the real never thought I'd say this moments come from seeing what our partners go through and how experiencing that can make us better parents and people. Mm. Jody and Celia, great show this past week, as always. I'm not sure which one he was referring to. Obviously, all of them are great, so I couldn't tell you. Okay, I had my first kid at 29. I was one of the first of my friends to have kids. Although prior to having my own, I've had coworkers and acquaintances who had kids, and I would pay attention to their stories. There wasn't much that surprised me for my son. Yes, there were times when things didn't go well, but I was prepared to expect anything from the child. I was shocked with the things that came from my wife. Yep. Mm-hmm. Especially with everything that came along with breastfeeding. Ugh. First, I would come home from work on my lunch breaks to give my wife a 30-minute break in the middle of the day. She would make 2 to 3 sandwiches and eat a slip of Oreos. She was burning a lot of calories from breastfeeding, and that was a shock to me. Yes, she would eat like that and lose weight. She exclusively breastfed, so I never could feed my son a bottle, which was a bit disheartening. I felt a little left out, and it's not like I didn't want to feed my son. I did. Because she was exclusively using her body, I couldn't participate. And even though we talked and argued about this issue daily, this never changed. I was fed up and told her that I wasn't going to have any more kids unless she agreed to pump sometimes so I could give a bottle to help. 4.5 years later, we had our second son and things worked out much better. However, the most unexpected thing that happened for me as a dad was realizing and appreciating my wife and all women and people who have given birth for being the vessel to carry, grow, and give birth to a child. Pre-children, my completely ignorant perspective of a woman and mothers was that she is like a Keurig machine. You put the pot in, close the lid, press a button, and then this coffee comes out and ta-da, all done.
Funny.
He says, was I ever wrong? It's all the physical, emotional, and hormonal changes that women go through while pregnant and postpartum. It's understanding and navigating the roller coaster of changes a woman goes through in about a year's time. I have such a greater appreciation for my wife, women, and all mothers out there for all they have to endure to keep humanity going. Women need to be thanked more, appreciated more, and respected more for doing something that is unimaginable for us men to understand. Keep educating us, entertaining us, and working towards changing the future to be brighter. Oh, you're so welcome, Dad. You know, that makes me so happy because I do know, like, so many men out there weren't. I was thinking about it when they came in here with the period party hat.
Right.
I didn't even want my dad to, like, see that I had bought menstrual supplies.
Oh yeah,
when I was a kid, like that was horrifying.
Even my mom talking to that, he's like, okay, right. Get out.
They were like, great, whatever. And he's like, great, it should be normalized. Like, it's, you know,
right.
You guys have to deal with it. Like, of course, why wouldn't we talk about it? So yeah. I'm so glad that dad really has found a newfound appreciation and has learned a little bit more. That's really nice to hear.
Well, one of the things I like most about this podcast is, I think everyone knows, is like being able to air our grievances, which I try to do whenever I possibly can. And that's exactly why this mom, she was doing that. And it's pretty hilarious. She said, okay, I have a good one. I have 3 kids, 14, 12, and 10. I've been a work-at-home/stay-at-home mom for years. I hate when my kids waste things because food costs a lot. About it. About 5 years ago when my son was 7, in the garbage was an apple with one bite out of it. Oh, dude, I hear you. That makes me crazy. It's the strawberries that make me really mad.
Yeah.
So I asked my kids who wasted the apple and they all 3 denied it. So I could not let it go. I knew someone was lying to me. Oh, you know, when a mom can't let it go, you're fucked. It became less, you know what I'm, yeah, you know yeah. it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to fucking solve this fucking crime.
Right.
It became less about the waste and more about, yes, someone lying to me. I was stewing on it. I even tried playing a YouTube video of Never Cry Wolf to see if I could guilt trip them. They kept denying. So suddenly I had a great idea. I gathered the kids up and told them I had something serious to tell them. I told them the apple had poison on it. And whoever ate it needs to go to the hospital immediately. Oh my God, you're my hero. My son suddenly blurted out in a panic, okay, I ate the apple. So then, of course, I had to apologize for lying, but hey, it worked. That's like when used to change your name to my landlord's name.
Oh,
remember kids would like freak out and I would like text you and be like, okay, kids are freaking out. And you would like send these like awful things about calling like DCFS because you're getting complaints from the neighbor.
I'm getting complaints from the neighbor pretending to be her landlord.
Yeah.
She would like change it so the kids would see the text pop up and I'd be like, I'm getting complaints from all of your neighbors.
I'm calling the police.
She'd be like, they won't shut up. They're screaming at each other.
Do something.
Do something.
So and I would, like, and they'd be like, you're lying. I'd be like, oh yeah. And I'd pull up the phone and they'd read the text and be like, oh my God, don't let the police take us.
Right.
Yeah. They're too old for that now, unfortunately. Yes. But I did do that a lot. God, that is amazing.
Poison apple,
like Snow White.
Exactly. Well, our next piece of fan mail is also about kids that are a little bit morbid and is a little too real. So I feel this. I feel this deeply. I just listened to your first podcast. I am so behind. That's okay.
Yeah, so are we.
Yeah. I loved it so much. Jody, I've always been fascinated by you. I'm
me too.
An 80s... Fuck me three. What the hell is wrong with me? I am an 80s child born in 1981, and I, like the rest of the world, grew up watching Full House. You were my favorite character. I wanted to be your friend so bad. Celia, I am fascinated by mental health, which is probably why she's fascinated by me.
Yeah.
You too. I'm a case study in several things listed in the DSM-5. But anyway.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. Or maybe the DSM-4. Five's very hotly contested. Anyway, you two are a great team. I wish I could have chosen to go to a school to be an MFT, but instead I got a master's in school psychology.
Great.
Your education background also got me hooked on this podcast. Oh, that's rad. Anyway, I wanted to share this conversation with you ladies. So the other day, my four-year-old said, "Mom, I'm worried about you." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because you're going to die." Without thinking, I immediately got defensive and said, "No, I'm not. You're crazy. I'm not on a video game. I'm not going to die."
Oh, of my.
She said, I get that.
He didn't mean it that. Yes, right.
Because I've done that before. You're like, no, I'm not going to die. I mean, eventually I'm going to die.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, God, but there's no real good way to be like, well, actually.
Yeah, actually.
Right. I mean, not right now. I hope.
Maybe.
And then that freaks him out even more.
Right.
But God. Anyway, she said, "I will definitely keep listening. I will write again soon. I also have a 10-year-old high-functioning autistic boy, so let's just say God has a great sense of humor. I have so many stories. I will write again soon. Take care, ladies. Keep up the great work. Love your podcast." Oh, thank you so much out there, Mama. Aww. And sounds like you have your hands full and you are very busy. So, yeah, don't die.
Yeah, please don't.
Do that. No, please don't do that.
Wait, while we're on, since we're talking about fans, before I forget, because I just want to say we didn't have an email from him, but as far as mental health goes, I need to give a shout out to one of our fans. Brian Alston is his name. He's a life coach also.
Okay, got it.
And I just want to say, you know, and it's part of the thing about like all the fans here and that we have become such like a family and everyone's so protective of us, you know, and when Brian realized, and it was before I even said anything, I think it must have been just been like how quiet I'd gotten on social media and we follow each other. And every so often he'll like write me, you know, we could talk about life coaching stuff. But he had realized something was maybe wrong and he reached out to me. And for whatever reason, like it hit at a good time. And I connected back with him and I totally ended up like opening up to him about everything I was going through. And it's really fascinating as a mental health professional to like talk to other mental health professionals. And he's so great. Like he was so great and so there for me and like checked on me kind of daily. And anyone who is looking for a life coach that wants a male life coach, because a lot of you write me sometimes asking for referrals and I, you know, sometimes I send you to Brian, please follow Brian. He's really amazing. He's got such a great Instagram. He's Brian Alston.
A-L-S-T-O-N.
Yeah. The self-worth coach.
Fantastic.
He is unbelievably perceptive and so supportive and kind and empathetic and really just like gets an amazing read on people.
Oh, amazing.
And Brian,
Brian.
I know you listen and I know I've said 1,000 times, thank you. You got me through some really rough days without even realizing that I was having a rough day. You were the one that reached out to me and I appreciate you so much. And that's what Never Nation has become. And it's just like, it makes me so happy and so grateful.
Seriously.
Honestly.
I mean, to have Gemma and Didi here listening to us and like knowing all of these great letters and stories have come from so many people. We just adore you guys and keep listening to the podcast. Go back, listen to old episodes if we're on a little bit of a break for right now.
We are taking an extended hiatus.
It is going to be a little, it's going to be a couple months long, but we're just trying to figure out how best to come back and rework the podcast and just be the most on top of it that we can be because sometimes we're a little bit frayed at both ends.
That is correct. And in the interim, while we're on break, I'm announcing officially that I have joined the Parents Lounge show. I've become the fourth person on that show.
Yay!
And that's awesome. And we have so much fun, you guys. It's every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time. You can find on, please go follow the Parents Lounge show. That is Jamie Keller. And
what's the Instagram handle?
It's just the Parents Lounge show.
The Parents Lounge show?
Yep. The Parents Lounge show. And that's Jason Gowan and Jamie Keller and Kate. And for whatever reason, Kate, I'm blacking out your last name and that's really stupid. Anyway, we get together and we sit there live and do a whole show for about an hour and a half. And we just kind of make fun of each other and we tell ridiculous stories. And let me just tell you that Jason has two little twins and another child who's older. And he refers to one of his kids, one of his twins, and this twin answers this to this name, the Dark Lord.
Yes.
And like, the Dark Lord is hilarious. And some of the stories that Jason has told, it is like one of the funniest things. And he has also caught some really funny things on the Ring camera. I mentioned those were the twins that escaped. They broke off the lock and took off running like lunatics. Yeah. So every Tuesday, you can find me there. And then the following week, that show comes out on Apple Podcasts as well.
Fantastic.
And you're also up to like 1,001 things.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I've got a bunch of movies coming out this year. I start working 2 days after my wedding. I start on another
married
movie. I'm getting married in a few weeks. Life is really, really good and full and busy. I've been hosting E! Daily Pop a bunch, which is fun.
So cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's amazing what happens when I shower.
And you've got Shannon styling you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I've got Shannon McClure putting clothes on my body that are not a muumuu or jeans and a.
Or a Blanche DuBois outfit that you're wearing right now. I'm telling you guys, it's so Blanche. You just expect her to like come into the room and be like, Dorothy. Like, that's what you're flipping your cape around. You know it.
Okay, it's true. Maybe a little bit.
I know.
In the meantime, you guys, if you want to follow the podcast, make sure and check out at Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram. You can follow me at Jody Sweeten across all socials. And you can follow Celia at The Parents Lounge Show. Yep. And also...
And the Celia Behar.
There we go. You know what? Let's do some gratitude cards.
Oh, I think
let's
we should.
Let's go out with a bang.
Oh, where good. Sabrina doesn't know where they are, so she's getting up and running across the room.
I'm staring at them across the room.
I want another chocolate.
Well, please, God, take more.
I have just as many chocolates also, so I really don't.
Okay.
I made challah also, so I ate that this morning. Oh, whoops. We're from the wrong side. I just picked something that we already had.
Ooh. What do we got?
Cholula hot sauce.
Ooh, I do love a good hot sauce.
I love Cholula. The lady on the bottle looks like someone you could bring all your problems to, and she'd understand, and she'd also call you, well, you say that.
Pinche cabrón.
Oh, okay. Whatever that was. And give you the hard, oh, sweet. And give you the hard truth about yourself, and then some.
Anyway.
Well, either way, I'm sure I deserve that. She'd give you some hard truth about yourself, and then some really good advice that you'd better take, or she'll smack you on the back of the head. Also, that shit just tastes really, really good. It's true. I put Cholula on kind of everything, actually.
On eggs, toast.
Oh,
so
just
good.
Put it in rice. That's, oh my God, so yummy.
All right, here we go, guys. We're grateful for the sun.
Oh, I'm so grateful for the sun.
I'm so grateful for the sun. You guys know how I love to lay in the hammock and soak up the rays.
Gemma's seeing the sun for like the first time in her life because she lives in fucking Ireland.
She's like, this is terrible.
We sat in my pool for like 3 hours yesterday, and now
you're gonna kill her.
She had
she's from Northern Ireland.
I know.
She's never
almost
seen the sun.
She's almost see-through. Like, no joke. She's like, it's crazy. And her next to me is hilarious because
I'm
so swarthy.
You're going to the poor girl.
It's not like she could have moved to the.
Are you trying to kill our friend?
No.
Anyway, the sun. Everyone except Gemma is grateful for the sun. No. There's this big ass ball of gas out there that's in control of everything.
And it's not in my butt.
You don't have to be on drugs to take a second to go.
Whoa.
But you do have to be Joey from Boston.
Yes, yes, you do.
Oh.
I love the sun. That's been sun. I've been getting a little vitamin D and feeling makes me happy.
I will realize sometimes I'll be like out in my back office just answering emails all day or doing stuff and it gets so hot I pull the curtains and I'm like, oh my God, I've been trapped in a tiny little box for hours inside.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the sunshine. So
it's been a thing of mine because it also helps with depression. I know we talked about that on another episode. And I've been really trying to make sure at least, 45 minutes a day.
There you go.
Go out in the sun.
But wear your sunscreen.
Right. Yeah. Or be under an umbrella. Either way.
All right, you guys. Well, I just want to thank you so much for joining us.
Never thought
of
I'd
course,
say this
for every
Sweet
episode, for every
Behar
season.
And
we will be back. This is not the last you've heard from Never Thought I'd Say This. We're just a little break for
a little bit. Little longer break than usual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But don't worry. You can still find us online everywhere. Not everywhere. I mean, we're not like in your closet or anything because that would be weird. But we're here. So thank you guys so much for all the love and all the listens. And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.